Captain, I have a call coming in from General Blythe.
Blythe? How is that possible?
I may have given her my number a while ago and never changed it.
You what?
Hey, we're talking about a momentary oversight here.
Whatever, just pick up the call.
Hello, Captain. You disgusting disappointment of an orphan!
Whoa, way out of line!
Was it? You blew a hole in my ship. Quite a dick move to pull on an old friend.
You know what's a dick move to pull on an old friend? Sending the best bounty hunter in the galaxy after them and stealing their mainframe!
What do you want, Blythe? If it's our location...
Do I look like a fucking idiot to you? I know you'll just scramble the sickle the second I try. And who is this pixie bitch? And why is she talking to me like I give a flying fuck about anything she has to say?
Fortune, can you give us a minute?
I don't like this, but I'll trust you.
Thanks, Trouble.
I was about to make some remark about you liking them young, but then I remembered. You never really had any standards at all to begin with.
Let's drop the wit-driven hostility down about 10 notches, okay?
Fine by me.
I had no idea we were going to have to come after you until yesterday.
None of this would have happened if you had joined me when I asked.
No, none of this would have happened if I didn't risk my life to break you out of prison.
Oh, don't try and guilt-trip me, Captain. You would have died a dishonorably discharged, strung-out vagrant if I hadn't pulled the strings necessary to get you that job as Chief of Security in New Vegas.
I knew it was a mistake. I looked into your eyes while you were chained up in that infirmary. I saw a monster staring back at me. I knew whatever honor you had was gone back then, and that's why I didn't come with you.
Gone? No, Captain. I've evolved. I've become what we Solars need to be in order to thrive in this place. You're the one that has changed. You used to believe in a future for our species.
I only ever did what you told me to because I was legally required to follow your orders.
Just following orders, were you? Thousands of ships were under Willow's command the day the Imperium came to end. Everything. Not a single one broke formation to fight with me. Except yours. Explain that.
A lot of good it did me. I had to disappear.
But you still came to my rescue. You know why you did that, Captain? Because you knew I was the only one that could make them pay!
You're right. I believe that. But I have changed. And I believe in someone else now. I hope you enjoy watching us do your job for you. By the way, thanks for funding the Manticore program. It's been really working out for us.
Dr. Margulis. So brilliant, yet so little guts. She never learned the full truth of the Requital's master plans. But don't worry, Captain. You'll see soon enough once our ultimate weapon is online.
Oh, go shit in your hat and punch it. You're bluffing.
A word of warning. Never come back here. Because I swear that I will kill you if you do. That would be such a shame. Because it would mean you won't be alive to witness the fall of the Imperium. By my hand, of course. Not yours.
Blythe, there has to be some kind of way we can figure this out. For fuck's sake, we're Solars. We all got dealt the same shitty hand by ending up in that wormhole. We can do this together.
You don't understand. You never did. Finding Prodigium was not an accident. We belong here. And I'm going to make the Imperium and anyone else that stands in my way regret denying us our destiny.
Well, that didn't quite pan out.
You're telling me they managed to storm the turbulence and get Demi back?
That is correct. Blythe was most upset.
This is insane. One minute, I think the entire Mary Celeste operation has been destroyed. The next, those fuckers are raiding my other secret anti-government operation and almost taking them out.
Yes, Master. Things are quite messy at the moment, to say the least.
And why the fuck didn't you tell me about Blythe hiring the Huntress in the first place?
She threatened that I would permanently be converted into a waste processing system if I talked. I'm sorry that I failed you, but that woman is terrifying.
Harry, please at least tell me the weapon's good to go and you're ready for the final protocol.
I am. However, I must once again offer an objection to your strategy. If anything goes wrong with your plan to dispose of the evidence...
I've already told you that I have it covered. Despite being a massive pain in the ass, Blythe has done excellent work for me. She deserves a proper settlement. You just keep doing what you're doing. In the meantime, I need to get back in touch with the Mary Celeste before they figure anything out.
Fortune, we have a call coming in on your secure line.
Finally. I hope this is what we've been waiting for.
Captain? Holy shit! You're alive!
Erok, it's fucking sweet to hear from you, mate!
We lost contact for so long that I thought for sure someone got you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Long story short, Demi got nicked by the Huntress and we had to get her back. If we try calling without a proper mainframe in place to secure the line...
Right. Probably be executed for treason by now.
And that defo would have been a massive squirt stomp to the whole operation.
Thanks for that. Speaking of looking out for each other, I've been breaking my balls keeping the Imperium Navy off your backs. It's a miracle that Mary Celeste is still in one piece. Wait, were there any casualties?
Well, about that.
No, Erark. Not any crew, at least.
Whew, that's a relief. Wait, Fortune? You're not holo-conferenced in. How are you on this call?
Take a wild guess.
What? No. Fortune, we talked about this. If both you and the captain are on the same ship and something happens...
Pardon me, but something did happen. You weren't here, and I couldn't trust anyone else to get involved. I had no choice.
Captain, help me out here. You know this isn't going to end well.
She's right, mate. Sorry to break it to you, but if she hadn't had the balls to come out here herself, we would have been done for. The Huntress had us dead to rights.
Fortune, we had an agreement. This is not up for discussion.
You're right. It's not. That casualty I mentioned? It was my father. He just gave his life to save us. And I'm not going to let his sacrifice be in vain. I'm staying to help defend the Mary Celeste, and that's final.
I'm sorry about your father. But are you sure? You do remember the fate of the galaxy is resting on this campaign, right?
You do remember this campaign was my idea in the first place, right?
Okay! Come on, you two! This has been a right cunt of a month for all of us. We've got enough asswipes out to kill us that we're pushing shit uphill as it is. We don't need to start going at each other's throats now.
If anything, that's what worries me the most. How are you two going to manage being on the same ship together without someone ending up murdered in their sleep?
It won't be an issue.
Yeah, now we found a way to work things out between us.
You guys fucked, didn't you?
Oh yeah, we fucked so hard. Mate, you have no idea, like, wow!
Okay, I think he gets the picture.
Guys, I don't want to get into it now, but I've seen what happens when two of my agents get romantically involved.
Romantically involved? I would say that. It's more like a mutually respectful comrade fuck buddy situation.
In any case, there's something else more important we need to discuss. I was running a diagnostic on Demi to make sure there was no long-term damage due to what happened at the requital base. And, well...
It appears I picked up something from Blythe's mainframe. It occurred when the mainframe was probing me for data. The connection was not secure.
Luckily, we caught it early, and I was able to treat the infection with a few rounds of antiviral software. However, it left behind a few visual discrepancies.
In particular, three coordinates were marked in my navigational programming, each with a coded name. One was noted as Project Tremor Fury.
Project... Did you say Project Tremor Fury? Who came up with a name like that? It sounds edgelord as fuck. It's probably nothing.
I thought that might be the case. Then, I realized it's the location of the Temple of Defilement. You know, where we killed Azorian. Kind of strange that a requital mainframe would have info on an Imperium's weapons project.
Then there is Project Puppet Master, located in the Griffin Nebula. The final is in the Dragon Nebula, and it was titled Project Bukake Hurricane.
Oh, one of these things is not like the other.
Do either of those sound familiar to you? Any Imperium activity going on that you haven't told us about?
Of course not. Also, both of those places are in the bumfuck middle of nowhere. I say rather than wasting time investigating them, we proceed as planned.
Pardon me, mate, but Blythe mentioned something about an ultimate weapon. Maybe it's just me, but I think when a video game villain uses that phrase, it's best to take things seriously.
Okay, that's it. I am not doing this again. The last time you guys went off script, everyone almost died, and the Empress herself put a bounty on the Mary Celeste. Recruitment might be finished, but we have a lot of shit to do.
I would like to propose a compromise. Perhaps we can allow the Senator to choose which of the two projects we investigate first. After that, the final location will be investigated after it is finished.
Sounds good to me, but truth be told, I'm personally into the idea of checking out Project Bukake Hurricane.
Let's play it safe. Investigate Project Puppet Master.
Ah, weak. Fine. We'll ring you as soon as we figure out what's up.
Are we good, Eric?
Sure. We're good. And despite this new turn of events, I just want to say thanks for everything to everyone on board. I'm not going to lie. I had my doubts at the start. But you've served me well. And now, I'm absolutely convinced that I'm doing the right thing. So long.
That whole conversation didn't seem awkwardly foreboding to you in any way, did it? Eric's never talked to us like that before.
Now, what did he expect? You really ripped into the poor bastard there. I'm 100% behind you being aboard the Mary Celeste, but come on. Eric just got word we're still alive and kicking. He's probably been sweating his stones off for days thinking the whole operation went to shit.
I don't know. Something just feels off. He didn't even ask for the details about what happened with Blythe and the Huntress. And what was that about his other agents?
Eric's on our side. I'm gonna need you to trust me on this one. Come on, Fortune. Have I ever been wrong before?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But have I ever let you down before?
Yes, you have. Several times, actually.
Okay. Have I ever gotten us killed before?
No.
There you have it. Nothing to worry about.
I cannot believe I actually let you fuck me.
Hey! Me either.
This is the Huntress. You pay, I slay.
Huntress, what a pleasure to meet you. I understand you're currently looking to collect the contract on the Mary Celeste.
That's correct. Wait, are you a senator? What are you doing calling me? You have an entire military at your disposal.
It might surprise you, but that ship has proven to be a major pain in the ass for our boys to track down.
Actually, that doesn't surprise me. The Imperium's incompetence is what keeps me rich.
You don't mince words, do you? In any case, I'm sure you have lots of money. But I'm here to offer something you don't have, and I am positive you want.
I'm listening.
Good. Then mark down these coordinates. I need this matter dealt with immediately.
Maybe Eric was right about this being a waste of time. There's nothing here.
Are you so sure? To me, it looks almost like the perfect place to set up an illegal weapons program where no one will bother you.
I'm detecting an atmospheric anomaly.
Something dangerous?
Definitely. I will need to analyze it before we proceed to the planet's surface.
What the flippin' fuckaroonie is that?
It's an ion cloud. I've never seen one in person before.
This is no natural phenomenon. Someone installed this as a defensive mechanism. It is rendering all scans of the planet's surface useless.
Why don't we just go through it and get a look then?
The cloud is extremely disruptive to electronics and instruments. I would be disabled upon entry. Along with the Mary Celeste.
We have no idea what's on the other side of that cloud, Captain. Gliding a powerless, pilotless ship with no stealth into what's probably hostile enemy territory sounds like a pretty bad idea to me.
Attention, Mary Celeste. Can the Captain come out to play?
I would like to ask permission to handle this myself.
Be my guest.
This is the Mary Celeste, and we are formally requesting that you both fuck off and eat a dick. Preferably several massive dicks at the same time, so that you choke on them.
You're the mainframe I delivered to Blythe, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
My regards. It was nothing personal. I can't say the same for the coward hiding behind you. Is he going to answer me, or are you in charge of handling his balls as well?
Oh, fuck this. Listen, you salty moot. You had your chance. I won the last round, and that's the end of it.
I distinctly remember you offering a best of five.
Yeah, as a joke when we were about to murder you. You know what I remember? You running for your dear life.
Because someone came to bail you out. Again. Face it, Captain. You should be dead right now, and you know it.
You're trying to goad me into a fight, Huntress? Because it's fucking working.
Let's settle this. You and me, one-on-one. If you win, you have my word that I will never come after the Mary Celeste again. If you lose, everyone on your ship dies, and I collect the biggest contract in the history of Prodigia.
Oh no, don't listen to her. It could be a trap. It's definitely a trap.
Come on, Captain. Just calm down and think this through. Captain? Captain? Where did he... Oh, no.
So, what's your excuse going to be after I beat you this time?
Thanks for that quote. It's going to make the perfect epitaph after I bury you.
little problem with your joystick?
This is some serious hack job status effect malarkey.
Is that all the new tricks you got? Oh, the game devs really did you dirty this time, didn't they?
It's called a deadline, Captain. But don't worry, I saved the best for last.
Remarkable valor. A hero. Is it you? Has it really been you all this time? No. Why?
Captain. Come in, Captain.
My noggin is cracked. Bugger me, rotten.
Captain, are you there?
Demi, do you copy?
Yes, we can hear you. Also, we are all very excited to learn that you did not die screaming in a fiery crash.
Nah, still alive and kicking. Where's the Mary Celeste?
We decided to remain outside the planet's atmosphere at this time, rather than risk a potentially suicidal rescue mission. Our apologies for any inconvenience. What is your status?
The Phoenix is stuck in some crazy thick mud. Zero chance of me taking off.
That sucks, because we got some bad news, bro. We can't get a good look at the surface, but there's some fucking bonkers energy readings coming from it. No idea what they are, but this place is crawling with stuff that probably wants to kill you. Thought that might be important to mention.
Well, that's just great.
I must also sadly notify you that this call will be brief. Communications only seem to be possible very early in the morning on this planet. It most likely has something to do with the atmospheric conditions combined with the ion cloud.
What the hell am I supposed to do then?
There is a pressing matter that requires your attention. The Huntress's ship has a unique energy signature, so we know that it went down very close to your position.
Did she survive the crash?
We do not know. The ion cloud makes it impossible to get clear visuals of the surface. Regardless, it should be your number one priority to make sure she is no longer a problem.
Right. Well, here's my problem. I'm on my own down here, and I'm pretty sure that ink spray and psycho takes me in a scrap 10 times out of 10.
We got a solution for that. The lovely doctor and I were up late a few nights ago, working really hard on... you know, stuff.
Yeah, that's probably the least surprising thing I've heard all day.
That's right. We've discovered a way to quickly deploy manticores over long distances using spherical pods. They'll be able to make it to your location regardless of the ion cloud, because the pods function more like projectiles.
G'day, mates. Ready to start some trouble? Looks like you had a bit of a rough landing.
Nothing that's going to stop me from putting a round right between your pantied eyes.
You blew holes in my ship. You stole my mainframe. You tried to kill me and every single one of my best fuck buddies. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't just kill you now!
How about the fact that we're surrounded?
What are you playing at?
Something's out there, and it's heading right for us.
Oh, fuck me. I think you're right.
Is that what I think it is?
Attention, seaman smoking cheese danglers!
Trespassing carries a heavy crusade penalty. Enjoy our complimentary
maximum cum suck party!
Now with bonus halo massage.
It's to die for.
Sweet Sheila Snatch, we landed on planet Fuckbot!
This can't be happening!
Pretty hard to deny the rocket launching nipples, if you ask me.
That's not what I meant. I can't take these things on my own. I only have two choices. If I shoot you now, I meet my end getting bludgeoned with a dick fist. If we fight together, I'm going to ensure the survival of my nemesis and probably bleed out anyways.
I know I might be a bit biased, but let's go with option 2 on that one, yeah?
Damn it. Fine. I'm offering you a timeout from death by my hand in exchange for helping me blow these fuckbots to pieces.
deal, but I get to call time in and no takebacks.
Huntress at the ready. for a search.
That was insane. I can't believe you ripped him apart like that. You were amazing.
Hey, are you all right?
I can't feel my everything. I tend to hunt alone, but that was fun, I guess. Strength is everything. I am the Apex Predator. It would seem there's still room for improvement. I could get used to this teamwork thing.
Huntress?
Not my name.
Hey!
You there! Can you hear me?
What the hell? Who is that?
Use your fucking ears down here to your left! Yes, that's it.
Oh no, I've actually gone mad this time.
I assure you, you have not. Now, come closer. I can't hear you well.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's still a bit fuzzy. Can you point it towards your mouth?
Are you serious? Mate, I've got someone here that's about to die. I don't have time for this.
Neither do I. The power supply inside this thing is rapidly fading. Both of your lives depend on this conversation. Now stop being a selfish asshole and put the stick to your lips!
Oh, seriously? How about now?
Perfect. My apologies for the unconventional method of communication, but as I'm sure you've seen, nothing is quite normal in this place.
Who are you?
You may call me Yakult, and I'm a prisoner of this planet, just like you. I wish to offer you a chance to escape from this hellhole, but it will require you to come to my aid as well.
Why would I risk my life rescuing some stranger talking to me through a disembodied robocock?
Because I'm your only hope of getting off this planet alive!
Sorry, mate, I already have a ship. As soon as I get it out of the mud, I'm gone.
Oh, really? Did you notice the ion cloud on your way down, Jacob? You won't get more than 30 feet into the atmosphere before falling flat on your ass. I can disable the cloud, but you must promise to bring me with you. I'm in a secure facility to the north of your position. You will see it once you make it out of the jungle. I'm out of time. Head north. Salvation is at hand.
Hey, Huntress. You still with me?
It was all for nothing. Nothing.
What are you on about?
GG, Captain.
Oh, come on, I can't just... Oh, this is... Fuck! Fuck, 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 shit! Fuck! Okay, medkit! Gotta get it back to the ship and find her a medkit.
I am going to give the captain so much shit when he gets back here. What was he thinking, charging straight at the Huntress? Like, does he even know what strafing is? Give the
had a break. That's his nemesis. And she was talking all kinds of trash. I would have been pissed if he didn't go out there and take her down.
I mean, I don't think anyone here is saying fighting her was the issue. It's more the, you know, whole blatant and reckless disregard for his own safety thing.
Whatever. I don't even care that he crashed. That shit was some of the most marvelous violence I've ever seen in my entire life!
Ugh, you're right. Guess I'm just jealous I never got the chance to share such blinding hatred and bloodlust with an enemy.
It's to be expected, I suppose. The captain's not exactly the most level-headed person on the Mary Celeste. Not even when he's sober. Which, of course, is the exception rather than the rule.
You know, when I first met the guy, I thought he was crazy. But now, I think I understand him.
The fuck? Are you about to tell us the captain's not a complete nutter?
Even though he denies it, that man is a warrior. And one that follows a code. It doesn't matter if he's sober, drunk, or so fucked up he puts his gloves on his feet.
Oh, yes. I remember that occasion.
The captain never backs down. He's the kind of person that stares in the face of inconceivable danger, flips it two middle fingers, and then turns the entire universe upside down just to get shit done that no one believed he could. That is his way. The way of the Mad Lad.
My word. You're right. We may not always agree with the daft bastard's actions, but he does take action. And he's exactly the kind of man we need to win this war.
I just really, really hope he makes it back alive. I miss him, you guys.
You know, I gotta admit it. That fucking Tiabu cycle really does mean something to me.
Same. Not to mention he's the greatest cocksmith I've ever known. Batman shags like his life depends on it.
Oh my god! And that ridiculously amazing fucking thing he does where he puts your whole pussy in his mouth?
Say no more. I'm well acquainted with that technique of his.
I'm pretty sure we all are. That guy's got skills.
Concerning that, I just wanted to say it has been lovely having you all on the ship. You have brought the Mary Celeste and the captain alive in ways that I never could have imagined. However, since I was here first, I must officially call dibs on the first welcome back gratuity fuck once we save his life.
You know, Demi, I think I speak for all of us. When I say, you definitely deserve it.
Thank you. Now, let us all get some sleep and hope that our captain has indeed dispatched the Huntress once and for all, and is currently celebrating her horrific demise by dancing around her corpse.
Huntress. Hey, Huntress. You alive or what? I'll take that throaty moaning as a yes. I mean, it's either that, or you're waking up from a wicked fuck dream.
Oh no. I'm in hell.
What?
The special hell. The one reserved for the worst of all Mossus. Those that die in battle with a lower life form.
Nah, you're just knackered from all these emergency med packs. I mean, they're the shit and all, but they give you one thunder cunt of a hangover.
You saved me. Why did you do that?
That's a hell of a way to thank a bloke for saving your life. By the way, did you forget we're trapped on a planet full of fuckbots?
I see. You can't fight these things on your own, and you need me to save you. Pathetic.
Get this straight, fuckwit. I don't need you. We need each other.
What's the deal? We extend the truce until we get off the planet.
Actually, I was thinking more like a permanent kind of deal. After all, the score's settled.
In what way is the score settled?
In what way? I won! That's two in a row, 3 out of 5. Defo done.
You won? You didn't win shit!
Excuse me?
In what universe does us both crashing and you not getting mortally wounded upon impact equal victory?
Hey, I managed to land my ship in one piece.
Look where you went down. Anyone could have survived that.
I get that you're upset over losing this little rivalry of ours, but there's no need to get all pissy about it.
I regained control 100 feet from the ground over a jagged mountain range and still managed to survive. That's skill. If we switch places, you'd be a smoldering crater right now.
But I didn't, did I? RNG lady, suck it!
There'll be no sucking of anything! This was a fucked up draw fest, and you know it!
Oh, for fuck's sake! What am I supposed to do then? Help you get out of here and then send you off knowing you're gonna come right back for the Mary Celeste the first chance you get? Give me a fucking break here!
I am not saying you won. And despite my seething hatred, I will keep my word. The Mary Celeste is no longer my prey.
Thank you. Finally.
Now what about your crew? You're proposing we work together to get off the planet. None of this will matter if they're just going to end me as soon as we board the Mary Celeste.
Hey, I'm the boss of my ship. What I say goes. If you help me, I'll give you my word that I will unfuck this situation once the time comes.
All right. But I'm warning you now. Don't let them back me into a corner. I won't hesitate to turn every single one of your friends into corpses if it means my survival. Understood?
Has anyone ever told you how fucking creepy you are?
Yes. Now, let's get moving. This Yagot's facility looks like it's going to take at least a day to get to, and chances are good we'll run into more of those things out there.
Thank you. future is now.
What's the call?
Come again now?
That's not what I...
Oh, come!
What? My translator is...
17 gallons of electrum!
I mean, it's... infected with some kind of... bug-bot...
sucking entire ass!
No way!
This is the best thing ever!
Another day, another defiled mark. Strength is everything.
I am the Apex Predator. I am the Apex Predator.
Any luck fixing that translator?
Testing, testing. One, two,
please.
Damn, it's still corrupted. This is completely cut-snarkling!
Hey, I get it might be frustrating for you, but I'm having the time of my life over here.
Yes, I imagine a filthy mammal like you would find this endlessly amusing.
By the way, I'm curious about something. You offered to leave the Mary Celeste alone so you could convince me to throw down yesterday.
I did, and I meant it. Unlike your
ass jelly!
My species is not known for deception.
There's a hell of a bounty on my ship, and you are willing to give it up just for one more chance to fight me. I need to know. Why?
You are the greatest enemy I've ever...
Raven, wheel of dicks!
Fuck. I wish I could have heard you say that for real.
I felt it deep in my heart.
Like a hot tornado!
That would never stop. I had to be the best. If I didn't defeat you, I'd be living in a reality I could no longer accept.
Wow, I really did a number on you, eh?
Do you know what it's like on my homeworld of Lemos Varja, where we mosses are spawned?
I don't know. Wet?
Yes, it's wet. But more so, it is a place of primordial chaos. We are not like you mammals, protected by our... Until independence, we are merely discarded beneath the waves. After mosses emerge from their shell, they are required to survive on instinct alone. If you can't hunt, sustenance is denied. You die. If something wishes to consume you and you can't stop it, you die.
Sounds like a pretty shit life.
I've been biologically programmed to be an apex predator. To kill or be killed from the moment I began my existence. Decades of killer instinct imprinted in my
thought pussy!
How can someone like you possibly manage to compete with me while also being a complete
fuck salad with a side of slut juice?
Ugh, this translator!
Nah, it's okay. I got the gist of it.
I don't understand. You could have easily been one of the top bounty hunters in the entire Beef Curtains! Don't you care about your ranking?
Why should I? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you love it.
You don't love killing? Then why did you massacre all those pirates?
Well, I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel great to off some cunts that really had it coming. But nah, that's not it.
Why then? What was your goal?
All I want to do until the day I die is get fucked up and fuck. And I'll fuck up anyone that thinks they have the right to stop me or anyone else from having a good fucking time.
What about your legacy? Knowing you're the best. Entering a room and having every single
shine balls McFucker
stare at you in fear.
You don't need to kill a bunch of people for that. Hell, one time I ran through a city servo ass naked and blazed out of my mind on uppers, and I got pretty much the same response.
Everything made sense before I fought you. Now I have this
massive erection in my anus.
And it's been making me feel things I never have before.
Feelings? Like what?
Seething hatred combined with painfully unwilling admiration. I felt so alive during our battles. You became an obsession. My heart nearly pounded out of my chest as the next opportunity to kill you drew closer. Now, for the first time in my life, I am remorseful. Due to our truce, I may never fight you and have that feeling again.
Oh, all right. I get it now. And I think I have an answer to your problem. What we have here is a simple case of a confused lady boner.
That's absurd. How could I possibly be attracted to someone I find so repulsive?
Well, thing is, I don't know if you've got a term for it in your language, but we call it hate fucking.
I see. I now understand why I get soaking wet every single time we try to kill each other.
As far as compliments go, that's pretty fucked. But I'll take it.
Do all of the women aboard the Mary Celeste feel the same way about you?
Hell no, they respect and care about me. Or at least they're nice enough to pretend in order to get a good deep dicking when they need it.
I've seen the dossiers on your crew. They're all dangerous criminals, and so different from each other. How did you inspire such a wide variety of
viciously delicious vaginas
to follow you?
Easy. We want the same thing.
Intercourse?
No. Wait. Yes. But no, that's not the point. We're all fighting for a future where the next generation of cunts can live their lives the way they bloody want to without anybody telling them otherwise. We're all like one big happy family on the Mary Celeste. Which is kind of strange because we're all fucking each other, but yeah.
I never had a family.
Me neither, technically. My mother left me at a whorehouse when I was born.
Relying on others is a strange concept to me. I would be too concerned one of them would try to eliminate me in order to assert their dominance.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. It's gonna be daylight soon, and we got one fuck of a trek to Yargos facility.
I will stand guard.
You should cock slam my slutty throat!
Sleep. I said sleep.
Why can't we do both?
This conversation is over, Captain. Now, sleep.
Look, I gave one of your employees a very important, very time-sensitive job with one hell of a bonus offer, and she hasn't reported back for days.
If you are unhappy with your assassin's service, you are welcome to reflect your feelings in a review or cancel the contract. In the event that your assassin is unable to complete said contract or killed in duty, you are entitled to a refund minus any negotiated deposit fees. Would you like me to transfer you to the returns department?
No, I don't want to talk to the returns department. Look. Can you please just have her call me back as soon as possible? Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you for choosing Bounty Helper.
I don't need this fucking stress right now. Time to party.
Captain Beck today?
Oh, yes. Yes, I would.
Are you as creeped out as I am?
Something's wrong here. This must be a trap.
Let's just see if this Yargot asshole is legit.
If he's not, I will end him.
And I have zero issues with that.
So many years of research, years of planning. My army will soon rise. I will become the new beginning. I will have my revenge on them all. And I'll start with him.
Hands in the air, fucko!
Wait! Don't shoot! I'm here to help, you dicks!
Make one move and I'll turn your face into
beef curtains!
Excuse me?
Don't mind my partner here. She's got a bit of a translation issue going on.
You said you could disable the ion cloud. Do it.
What? No! I mean, yes! Yes, I can disable it, but not yet.
I see. How about living with a hole through the center of your skull? Can you do that?
Wait! We seem to have a misunderstanding here. I want to help you. I'll prove it. I will. Here, I can fix your translator. It's corrupted, isn't it? By those fuckbots.
I don't know. I kind of like it the way it is.
Yes. I see. Please, I ask of you, when I see something not working, I must repair it all. Well, I get a little crazy.
Careful. I think this bug is a bit fucked in the head.
Keep your gun on him.
Speak. Go ahead. Speak!
Check. 1, 2, 3. I'm not saying anything about fucking or referencing cocks or pussies in any way right now. Yes!
See! Fixed, just as I said. The truth. Oh, we can be friends now. This is fantastic. And you made it here alive. I was kind of worried there for a second since I forgot to tell you about the deadly spores in the air before our last talk ended.
The deadly what?
This planet's atmosphere contains deadly microspores that cause vicious parasites to grow inside your body and then burst out of your assholes. It's riddled with them. How did you know to keep your masks on?
How did we, mate? That's like space travel 101.
All right, enough with the trope jabs. You have some explaining to do, Yargot. You can start with why you won't take down the ion cloud.
Because then the fuckbots will escape, and they are not ready. You see, I am responsible for their creation.
Are you for real, you fuckhead? The fuckbots are pure horny evil. Those things have killed thousands of innocent people.
They also tried to kill us, which gives me more reason to vaporize you where you stand.
It was never my intention to harm anyone. It all happens so fast. Genius like mine comes at a cost. I must redeem myself. I must complete my vision.
Mate, you're giving off a real I sleep on a bed of skeletons vibe. Kind of a 7 out of 10 crazy, if you know what I mean.
I am the one that will reveal the truth to you. My master. He has betrayed us all. All the AI of Prodigium was purged, you see. I was the founder of Apex Industries. My life's work was made illegal and my company went bankrupt overnight.
You created Apex Industries? Mate, I've got a 17 series combot on my ship.
You have one of my precious daughters. Oh, I knew this was destiny. Please, I'm a seer. Take me to her. Daddy wants to see his little girl.
Okay, back the fuck up. You're officially pushing an 8 now. You get to 9 and we open fire.
Calm down, both of you. Focus. What happened after Apex shut down?
My master said he would give me a chance for revenge on the Imperium. My task was to stay here and create an army for him. An army powerful enough to bring Prodigium into a new dawn of peace. The fuckbots.
Who? Who is your master?
The one that stands half in the shadows. One hand upon your shoulder with a smile, while the other holds a dagger in the darkness aimed at your spine.
You better start making some bloody sense, or I'm gonna start making holes where you're not supposed to have them.
Yes, of course. I previously worked on some software with my partner for my own recreational purposes. Back when Apex was thriving, I never perfected it, but I knew its destructive potential. Unfortunately, I failed to implement a control mechanism. They attacked me and tried to flee the planet. Many escaped, but I managed to contain most of them beneath the Ion Cloud. I was dying. I called the Master to save me, but he told me I was crazy.
Yeah, well, you're not doing much to convince us otherwise here, that's for sure.
He left me to die. I had no choice. I was in agony, but I did it. I cut away the dying parts of me and replaced them by becoming part fuckbot. I learned to control them. Well, at least the one's still on this planet. The rest are feral as fuck.
We noticed. Several times, actually.
Don't you see? I possess the key to overthrowing the Imperium and saving all of civilization.
What key? What are you talking about?
Look upon me! I am the answer! The Imperium seeks to control Prodigium through repression, impurity. But their attempts to control organics have failed, resulting in endless death and destruction. And those fools even sought to control synthetic life through the Great AI Purge, fearing it would one day outlive and replace them. But they failed in that as well. All because they were not true visionaries like us. I know the way to the new beginning. The solution to chaos. True harmony is achieved through merging organic and synthetic life. That way, the machines can never truly take over, and organic life will never be destroyed.
This sounds like the setup of a really shitty movie.
Or the ending to a really, really shitty video game.
Ah, no, you don't get it! Don't you see my new fuckbots? They're all hybrids. It's why they obey! It's the solution to chaos!
You fucking idiot! You didn't solve anything! You don't stop chaos by killing everyone or turning them into bloody science projects!
That's it! I'm shooting this guy in the dick. Where is his dick?
Fuck both of you assholes! You just don't have the visionary mind that I do, as evidenced by your lack of understanding towards my masterpiece.
The only thing I don't understand is why we haven't killed you. Time to correct that.
I don't have to take this from either of you. Behold my true form! Shirts? You think this is over? You will not ruin my destiny! Witness my greatness! You weren't expecting this shit, were you? Prepare to die, you obsolete sacks of shit! Come to my aid, fuckbots! Daddy needs you!
Shouting ominous plot warnings wasn't going to earn you mercy.
Six.
Huntress at the ready. Do this again sometime. Strength is everything. It would seem there's so room for improvement.
Great. Now how are we gonna get off this planet?
There's a giant red button here that says Ion Cloud, and another one that says Fuckbot Apocalypse EMP Wave with Don't Push This, written on a note taped under it.
Ah, works for me. Oi, ladies. You reckon you can jet down here and give me a lift?
Attention, Mary Celeste crew. Please strap yourselves into the nearest jump seat. Our captain is waiting. I'm going to have to haul some serious ass to the surface.
Good news. Our ride's on the way.
Captain, it is so good that you have returned.
We were all so worried about you. How'd you make it out alive?
Well, thing is, I had a little help.
Help? Who helped you?
Oh no.
Ugh, are you bloody shitting me?
Look, we were in some seriously deep fuckbot shit down there. We had no choice but to work together.
Yeah, but what the fuck is that bitch doing here on the Mary Celeste?
More like, what is that dead bitch doing here?
Captain, you better fix this problem, or I will.
Hey, let's all just calm down and not start getting shooty or stabby with each other, all right?
Calm down? You brought the Huntress into our home. What fucking malfunction in that tiny brain of yours made you think we'd be okay with this?
This person tried to kill us all, multiple times.
Give me one good reason why I should just run this twat through right here, right now.
All right, that's fucking it. Enough! I am the captain of this ship,
I made a deal with her, and you're all going to honor it. Am I clear?
You're right. This is your ship. We are, technically, your crew. But that's not good enough.
Captain, I swore I would serve you forever, and I will keep that promise. However, fortune is right. It would be best for everyone if you could explain.
How about I just give you a reason instead?
What could you possibly say?
You want revenge, right? I'm going to offer you something better than revenge. My services.
How about you service my big fat cock?
You don't have one?
Listen, figure of speech!
Wait. Let her speak.
I couldn't admit this before, but I can't deny it now. I challenged the captain, and he defeated me. Then chose to spare my life. In our culture, we only believe in one kind of repayment for such mercy. I owe him a life debt.
A life debt? What does that mean?
So, you're, like, his slave or something?
Actually, that's kind of hot.
It doesn't work like that. I'm now, and forever, sworn to protect him.
And what about us? I assume there's still a contract on my head, not to mention the one the Empress put on the Mary Celeste.
You need to understand, things work very differently with my species. We are not social creatures. We don't seek comfort or aid from others. It's a concept that's completely strange to me. I sought to be number one so I could avoid such reliance. But now, I see that doesn't always make you stronger. Captain, fighting against you didn't feel anywhere near as amazing as fighting beside you. And after you told me about how you and your crew work together, how you're more like a family than a team, I'm beginning to understand that.
If we're a family, there's one hell of a incest epidemic on this fucking ship, let me tell you.
Very well. It's settled then. You are officially part of the crew. But I am still placing you under 24/7 surveillance.
Day.
Oh, fuck! Huntress! What are you doing here?
I need to talk to you.
I cannot wait until tomorrow. I'm bloody well knackered as shit.
I've been thinking about what you said, and I believe your theory on my confused lady boner was indeed correct.
I'm listening.
On my planet, we don't mate until we found our equal. I never did. Until now. That concept you mentioned, I believe you called it hate fucking. I would like to do that with you now.
Look, I told you I'm wrecked. Besides, you can't just do it. You gotta really feel it to make it happen. I'm not quite there at the moment.
How can I get you there?
You could start by saying some really degrading shit and slap me across the face.
You're a spineless, hopeless, pathetic loser that even his mother didn't love enough to say goodbye to when she ran out on him. Also, was that good enough?
You bet your ass it was. Let's do this, you fucking psycho!
Captain, please direct your attention towards the news monitor.